It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And there's a huge benefit, art auction and concert at the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts. It happens this Friday at 5:30 is when things get a-going. And it goes really well into the evening. And Ellie Novak, Development Director from the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts, joins us live to talk about that and so much more. Ellie, great to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming in. Let's talk about this. So 5:30, we have an art auction going on. What art is being auctioned off?
Well, there are 300 works of art that are part of the Benefit Art Auction Exhibition. And the works of art are consigned to the Bemis or donated to the Bemis from 222 artists, local, regional, and national artists who have chosen to support the Bemis by participating in this year's benefit.
Wow, that's a huge deal that they donated their work like that. So that, I mean, that helps all the more in the amount of money that can be raised for the work that the Bemis Center does. Can you talk a little bit about what the Bemis Center does? Because there's the exhibitions are not just art exhibitions. There's performance art. There's interactive participatory things that happen. It's kind of a cool place to hang out, isn't it?
That's right. The Bemis Center supports artists who work in a diverse range of mediums. And our mission is to support artists through our international residency program. We have up to 36 artists from around the world that are that come to the Bemis to live and work in our live work studio spaces every year. And some of those residents choose to donate their work for this big benefit every year. And then in addition to our residency program, we have temporary exhibitions year-round in our first floor gallery spaces and public programs that engage the public with both the artists and residents living and working on our second and third floors and with our exhibition program.
Wow. So how does an artist get chosen to be a part of this program?
Well, to participate in the Benefit Art Auction, you can artists can submit through an open call process. As far as our residency program, we have about 1,000 applications from around the world every year, and an independent panel of arts professionals narrows down the applications to the final 36 that we have space for in the Bemis every year.
And so they not only get the studio space, but they get a place to live for a year?
No, we have the artists usually stay for about 2 to 3 months at a time.
Okay.
So there's three different sessions throughout the year, each with up to 12 artists.
Okay, all right, great. And then thus the number 36.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, that's amazing how I did that math. And that was without a calculator or an abacus, too, so that was kind of neat. In addition to the benefit art auction, also a concert as well. I mean, this is really kind of a gala event, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. After the benefit art auction at 9:30, the doors open to the concert in our Okada Sculpture and Ceramics and Sculpture facility. And this year, the participating bands are Destroyer and Azure Ray.
Outstanding. Are you excited about it?
Definitely. We have few tickets remaining. There are still some under 100 tickets available for the benefit art auction, and fewer than 40 left for our concert with Azure Ray and Destroyer. And we're looking forward to a fun night, sold out night.
Sure. BemisCenter.org is the website, and you can put a /benefit there if you're in a hurry and don't want to take a tour around the Bemis Center. Partnering with the Maha Music Festival folks, that's kind of a neat collaboration too, isn't it?
That's right. Maha Music Festival helps us produce the concert, and that's a really great partnership that we've built with Maha over the last 2 years. Yeah.
You've been here about two and a half years. How do you like your job?
I love it. I moved here from New York City. And actually, a lot of my friends here in Omaha have said that benefit night at the Bemis reminds them of New York City, of the excitement that New York City has All in one night at the Bema Center.
All the fun and none of the crime. It's really a neat
mix.
You know? How do you like Omaha compared to New York?
I love it here. I have, putting me on the spot here, but well, I do.
There's
I love
a lot of,
it here.
There's a lot of culture.
Almost
I mean,
3 years. Yeah. I was visiting for about 10 years, visiting my husband's family before we moved here.
Sure.
And so I came to love this city over the course of those visits, and eventually it became my idea to my husband. I said, we should move to Omaha. So I love being a part of our arts and culture sector here, and the Bema Center is such a unique organization.
That's Ellie Novak. She's Development Director for the Bema Center for Contemporary Arts. Friday, October 26th is the Benefit Art Auction. More information can be found at bemascenter.org.